23 minutes away from 9 now here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Susie Landers is here from the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton. Hi, Susie.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful, too.
I'm wonderful because tomorrow I get strawberry shortcake.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a great weekend. The weather's going to be perfect. The strawberries are busting and it's,
Yep, the strawberries got ripe right at the right time.
They did. And,
looking forward to my, even though it's not in the city of Houghton, we support
That doesn't
other,
matter. Yeah. We're all about the community. That's
yep.
right.
And so the big strawberry festival in Chassel going on this weekend.
Wonderful.
And,
wonderful.
But a few things in Houghton as well.
Yes.
I wanted to mention, again, the big event tonight associated with the Pine Mountain Music Festival. And that is the opera that is going on at the Rose Center, the Barber of Seville, which is a very, very accessible, very light, very amusing.
It's a good one to start with if you've never experienced opera.
Yeah, and I think that's why they planned it that way. This is not, you don't have to sit through 12 hours of Wagner and the Ring or anything like that. The Barber of Seville, it's a very lighthearted, very, you'll recognize some of the some of the tunes in it that you've heard in pop culture from time to time. If you're not an opera fan, this would still be a good opera to go see, and I bet that you would enjoy it.
And you know, it's a great opportunity because we're very fortunate with the Rose Center in Michigan Tech, all the different cultural and different you know, things that they bring to us. So, you know, embrace that.
Yeah.
So it continues because, you know, those things are always sitting there, and if, you know, if we're not supporting them, those are those things that go away, and then all of a sudden they're gone, and we don't realize that we didn't step up as a community. But, you know, like, moving on, for those of us that might not, well, actually, I do like opera, but, the lighthearted opera. But let's just kind of look at what's going on in the city. We do have the Sisu Challenge coming up, which is in a couple weeks, and I do know they're still looking for participants.
Now, explain again what this Sisu Challenge is.
It's kind of like a tough mudder.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, I've been in training for quite a while for
this. Right.
Until I hurt my leg, and now I have the perfect excuse
now
not
to do
it.
Now you can't do it. Oh, golly sakes.
But it's a great...
I still got the bad Achilles, so I can't do it either.
I know. This gives everyone else a chance, though, Todd.
Yeah,
right?
Well, yeah,
so we've got this...
we wouldn't want to monopolize it.
Exactly. But this is coming up July 25th, and I've talked to a few people, and they're like, oh, I don't think I'm in the great shape to do it. It's not about that. It's just about participation. I was just talking to a couple girls. I said, I would be willing to do it, and I said, if we got to those really, you know, where you're climbing the high wall, I said, I would just go around. You know what I mean? I said, there's always got to be that person in the team. But I said, just do it just for fun, just to say you did it, just to get that t-shirt.
Yeah, it is something new.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people have not heard of this. It's been kind of a popular thing in other parts of the country, this Tough Mudders competition. It's
not going to be as extreme as a Tough Mudder, though.
No.
You know,
no.
We're not going to have the currents running through the water or anything like
No, nothing like that. Some of those people get really carried away.
Do you have the, Todd, because I don't have, this is kind of hard for me to see. Do you have the website?
Actually,
you could just, it's the 25th. And actually, it's put on by CrossFit. So if you want more information, give them a ring or talk to Shannon Rinkanen. But they need a few more participants, and normally it's 4 on a team. If you don't have 4, I bet if you called Shannon, she might have a list of people that are looking to form a team.
Oh, heavens, I would think so. And
right.
You can link to their website through our QNRReport.com community calendar.
Great.
Do have it up there. They have we've got a link for full details and online registration. And that takes you to thesisuchallenge.com. That's the name
Wonderful.
Of the website. Thesisuchallenge.com.
Exactly. This will be the first annual. This is something that they're looking forward to doing every year. The other thing coming up is going to be at the end of that same weekend is going to be the 53rd annual International Yacht Race. We're pretty excited. They were here a few years ago, and they jumped from city to city, and I think last year they were in Marquette, so they've opted to come back here. So that's gonna be pretty cool. The boats will be down by the Super 8, and they encourage people to come and just, you know, talk to the captains, take a look at the boats, and maybe hang out for the day.
Let's see. Speaking of
am
things,
I throwing you off?
No,
because you're reading over there and I'm chit-chatting away.
I'm just looking to see what else is coming up on our calendar.
Oh, okay.
There are some cruises scheduled on the Ranger 3.
Okay.
Through the Isle Royale National Park, and there are several of them this month and one in August. But forewarned is forearmed on those because they generally sell out. They've been very popular. So if you want to get on those cruises, mm-hmm. and you can take a look at the Portage and see what it looks like, sail out into Lake Superior and come back again.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had some company from Canada this past week, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, what else should we do? And I had to like sit back and think a minute, like, okay, if I'm a tourist in this town, what would I do? You know, what can, or, you know, it's tough because we don't realize how many wonderful things we have to do, like the boat ride and the mine tours and different things like that. Sometimes it's fun to be a tourist in your own backyard.
Yeah, so if you want to do one of those tours, get in touch with the Isle Royale National Park office in Houghton and get your reservations in.
Right.
Because they do frequently sell out and you don't want to show up at the dock and have them say, oh, well, sorry. Because, you know, you can only put so many people on the boat. We don't want to sink it.
Right. You know, speaking of tours, we also have the Carnegie is always doing amazing things, and they have the Carnegie Trolley Tours coming up again. And the next one is going to be area hockey rinks. And that is going to be Tuesday, July 21st.
And how quickly do you think that one will sell out?
Hey, it will. It
oh,
will
yeah.
Be, it,
yeah
it, I mean, there might not even be tickets right now, to tell you the truth. When Mr. Sproul is doing it, it's amazing.
Yeah, he's very entertaining, and it's a great topic.
Yes, it is. It's a perfect little tour to take. And like I said, that's on the 21st, and get a hold of the Carnegie for tickets. And the other one I want to mention coming up in August is the Copper Country Breweries. August 4th, they're going to do a brewery tour. So
yep, we've got details about those up on our on our QNRReport.com calendar as well. So
The other thing I thought we'd chit-chat, you know, actually, Todd, you really need to set up this fancy new board of yours so you can have, we can have call-in. Because wouldn't it be fun right now if someone could just call in and ask us a question? Nope.
No, because I know what they're going to ask you, and you don't know the answer. They're going to ask you to explain this whole science of flotation thing that you've been talking about.
That's right.
And you're going to sit there going,
See? Good point. This is why I look to you for direction. Don't be surprised. I will be coming up with an answer for that.
That's just really scary that you're looking at me for direction. Your life is really aimless, isn't it?
It is right now. The other thing that I wanted to mention, too, is, you know, taking the time to start walking back downtown and looking at all the new businesses that have opened up. The Energy Lab is open now, again, once again, for that healthy person, the person that wants to get not just in shape, but just a better, healthy outlook on life. And we have the new Wicked and Wise store. That has really, I've gotten a lot of compliments on that store. They said, what a unique gift store and a lot of cool things. So take your time and, you know, park your car on one end and stroll your downtown.
Now, suppose I wanted to open a business
in
downtown Houghton.
No, now you're talking. Now I get excited.
Could you help me?
I sure can.
Threw you a softball there, didn't I?
I caught it. Yes, you know, definitely. My goal is not only to attract new businesses, but it's to retain the businesses that we have. And sometimes, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, to be a business owner, a small business owner in a community like this, sometimes you get so overwhelmed. You are the chief bottle washer, dishwasher, everything. And sometimes you just need a little direction. You have a little problem. That's your opportunity to throw it to me and say, hey, Susie, I can't figure this out. Can you help me? And that's my job, to figure out a solution for you. If I can't, I have resources. I know people. Put it that way. That could help
people.
You. Exactly.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Right. Exactly. And then the other part is bringing in new businesses. You know, if you want to stop down and talk to me either about some ideas that you may have, sometimes I can point you in different directions that may be a better fit. And just making sure you're dotting all your I's and crossing your T's, you know, because there's different things that you need to be aware of when you're opening a business in the city of Houghton, maybe versus Calumet or Hancock.
Yep.
So you know, little things like that. I enjoy that. That's what feeds me. It's just like, I love that. I get so excited when I talk to somebody that has a goal, that really wants to put their heart and soul into something. And I'm a firm believer in that. If you can work hard and you have your eye on the goal, you can do it.
So how would I get in touch with you?
Oh, that's how you're getting my phone number. So you can give me...
No, I have your phone number.
You do. So my number is 906-370-3110. So you can call me or you can email me at susie@thecityofhoughton.com.
Very good.
And thank that's you, S-U-S-I-E.
S-I-E, yep.
Yeah, everyone wants to throw a Z in there.
No, you got no Zs.
I've got no Zs.
Because you never sleep.
That's right. So,
thank you, Susie Landers.
Thank you, Todd.
Talk to you next week here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.